So, okay, how do we gradually learn to face the truth of spiritual death in the here and now? Now, how do we pull ourselves away from these incredibly seductive strategies that we've got for keeping us out of the present moment? And I think the key, the whole key, is staying with actual experience in the moment. Not our ideas about our experience, but our actual experience. The constant ebbing and flowing of sensations, feelings and thoughts in the moment. The Sutra says, in relation to the wisdom of Akshobhya, reality is our experience with no ideas added on. Which I really love that. I think that's fantastic. Reality is our experience with no ideas added on. So we can let go towards our experience as it is, with neither grasping nor aversion, and be thoroughly grounded in our experience. And it's only on that basis that we can begin to really see into the impermanent, insubstantial and unsatisfactory nature of things, rising and falling like waves on the ocean in the here and now. And not as things to cling on to or things to deny, but just as experience and an expression of reality.